Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simin Shin Yutes, which deals with the halachos of Borer, and we're up to Sif Hei. The Mechaber starts off and tells us a relatively unusual case for us nowadays. A Borer Turmusin, if somebody goes and selects Turmusin, now Turmusin are defined as lupines. What exactly are lupines? It's actually a traditional Mediterranean type of a legume that belongs to the peanut family and was a very common dish in those days. So if somebody wants to select out the lupines, mitoch psoles shelahem, and you want to remove the psoles. So you're taking actually the lupines and leaving behind the psoles. So surprisingly, you're chaya for this. How come? This is taking the ochel from the psoles, so why should you be chayiv for doing this, for immediate usage? So the Mechaber tells us, "Mimnei shahapsoles shelhem mamtekes osom, kishi yishluku osoim mohem." Because it's interesting over here that this psoles is actually ochel. It's not really psoles. And in fact, this, quote, psoles of the lupines over here actually makes them much sweeter when you go and stew them together. And therefore, v'ninso kiborer psoles mitoch ochal v'chayev. So if you just take out the lupines, which are really somewhat inedible without the sweetening agent of their psoles also being cooked with them, so you're actually, so to say, removing the psoles over here, the lupines, from the ochal, which is this sweetening agent around them. So this is a technical detail over here, just for the way these lupines work. Mishneh Berurah tells us, Sifkot Yutes, without the sweetening psoles that surround it, the lupines over here are very, very bitter. The choshev kipsoles, as I mentioned, they have the halachic status of being the waste. And what we actually call the psoles, which is the stuff that surround the lupines, that's actually not so bitter. And therefore, and if you pick out the lupines from the surrounding psoles, it's as if you're actually picking out the psoles from surrounding food. Again, a very specific situation which doesn't come into play that much for us today. Siv Vav. The Mechaber tells us, Ein molulin melilos. Molulin means an actual type of rubbing the grains together. Ein molulin melilos over here. What should you do? That's the normal way that it's done, and to do that on Shabbos would not be allowed. El molel bishinu. You have to do some sort of a shinu when you're rubbing these grains together to remove the psoles, and you do ma'at, only a little bit at a time, and you do it b'rosh ha'etzbiosav. You do it with the tips of your fingers as opposed to the palm of your hand, which normally be the way that one does this melila over here, this rubbing of the grains over here. So, two things are told to us over here. You have to do it in a different way with the shinoi, with the rosh ha'etzbiosav, and you're only allowed to do ma'at, only a little bit at a time. You can't do a lot of it at a time. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof, melilahu, what exactly is this melila? Shemolel hashibolim, you're going to rub the grains over here, these stalks, kedei lefarek hadogon mitocham, to go and break apart this sheath over here and get the dogon, the grain, inside out. And this is not allowed to do it in the normal way because it looks like dosh. It looks like you're going and separating out over here the item. This appears as if it's threshing. Dosh means threshing. You have to do it with a shinoi. Now, the words literally, the Mechaber wrote, the way I broke it up, I put it in the commas as the Mishneh Berurah is telling us to, it seems to say b'shinui me'at, to making a little bit of a shinoi, but that's not the right way to do it. It's supposed to be read the way I read it, b'shinui, comma, and then ma'at, a little bit at a time, and the shinoi is b'rosh ha'etzbiosav. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah tells us here now. B'gemari isa sham umolel b'rosh ha'etzbiosav. It tells us that you have to do this with the tips of your fingers rather than the palms of your hands. And that's the shinoi. V'zeo ha'shinoi, she'enu molo b'yodo, that you don't do it in your hands, you do it with the tips of your fingers. And that which the Mechaber wrote, ma'at, umad de kamar ma'at, that meant, as I already told you, hainu shelo yimlo behem rak ma'at. Even when you're doing it with the shinoi, with your fingertips, you're not allowed to do a lot at one time. And this is Muchach from the Gemara Sham, and this is brought down in the name of the Ola Shabbos. The same thing the Mishneh Berurah says applies, b'hu adin b'sharvitin shel kitnios. This would be like you have beans over there in their sheath. This would be something like peas in a pod. She'en lahotzi mihen kitnios. You're not allowed to take out the peas inside over there. Rak ma'at v'ayideh shinoi. You have to take them out only a little bit at a time for immediate consumption, and you have to do it with some sort of a shinoi. B'tzorech iyon, dekola onum noagim leheter. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, I don't really know why, it really needs to be investigated, why everybody seems to do this in the normal way. V'tzarech lomar, he's giving us a limud chus over here, kivin sha'od alachim, since they're still moist over here, the sheath, that is, v'yaf ha'sharvit ochlen oso, and since it's technically the sheath is edible, the peas in the pod, one could technically eat the pod as well, therefore, lo hevi mafarik, it's not considered dosh over here, it's not considered separating out the peas from the surrounding sheath or container. We view it halachically as if you're separating food from food, and that is allowed. However, if they're dried up, if the sheath over here, the pod of the peas, is dry, or it's talking about some other type of legume or bean over here, which the pod is not normally edible even when it's moist. For example, could go and pull in a different type of beans over here, shalanu, that was well known in the times of Mishnah Berurah. The chain have shumshamin miklipasan, and likewise the sesame seeds from the sesame sheaths around them. In that situation, when that pod is not edible, and even it's moist, it's not edible, also lukuliyama belishinoi, then you're certainly not allowed to do this, according to everybody, unless you do it in a different manner, with a shinoi, afshadait lechum yad, even though you're intending to go and eat it right now. And the Mishnah then says, I have an arichas on this, look there, of ayin in the bir halacha. And you can see in the bir halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, in Dibra Maskul, bishinoi v'chulei, where he brings down the Gemara, where it says, molulin malilos umifarchin kitnios biyantif, that you're allowed to do this on yantif, and it seems to imply v'dafku biyantif, albu v'shavis also lumlo, you're not allowed to go and do this. And he says, v'uadin le'inyan prichas kitnios, the same thing applies for all other types of beans over here, where you're separating the bean from the pod. The hari hagamari hish osam ladadi, they're all compared over there. V'rakai de shinoi yiyamuto l'derishone, it is only via a shinoi that this is allowed. Now, the Chofetz Chaim writes over here, "V'hamogin avroh shetoma almash enogim ha'olam heter b'zeh." The Mishnah Berurah, when he said before, it's perplexing what the Velt uses as a heter to allow them to pull the peas out of the pot. And he gave a doichak teretz. He said maybe it's because it's an ochel itself, the pod, especially when it's moist. But the Magen Avraham really questioned that, as the Mishnah Berurah brought down. So he said, "To miyosahu afla de'arishona, the olam noagim lohakel b'zeh afilu shelo ayideshina." He says, "I'm very surprised over here what the Velt is so mechon." That's the Magen Avraham, and that's really what the Mishnah Berurah had pointed out as well. A little bit later in this Bir Alocha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Vinei be'el yirabah hevi shamarash rotzu letzadeh letoretz minhag olam." Marash wanted to give another limud zchus over here, and he says, "Ayin sham shenidchak bidvarav." He was very nidchak in his limud zchus, which we can see in Dirshu footnote number 30. He writes, "Terutzo." His answer was, "Shaisu b'meleches dosh hu lahafrid ochel hamunach betolcha psolas." He says the issur of dosh is to remove the ochel that's inside the psolas and it's not attached to it. However, ein issur lefarik ochel hadovik psolas. But he says if they're actually attached, then there is no issur over here of dosh or lefarik. Atim hu munach besocha psolas, even if it's inside the psolas, as is the case with the shabit and shokitnios, the peas in the pot. But that's a doichak teretz, the Chofetz Chaim says. Uve emes, he concludes, ein yodea shum teretz. I really don't understand how people do this. The Gemara now muchuf behedro the also lifro kitnios b'shabbos ukmosh gosabnu. He says the bottom line is the Gemara says you're really not allowed to do this. He further goes at the end of this Dibur Hamaskel. He says v'tzarech ian. Bottom line is there really needs to be investigation over here. And he says the El Yeraba the Chai Odom lo hetiku ledina kim divri hamogin avram. They pass over here like the Mogin Avram that you're not allowed to do this. And the El Yeraba writes in the name of the Musha Yomtiv the same thing. Dirshu foot number 28 brings down Hapiruk Hamuskar Khan, who Piruk shall ochel hamotzi bitzoch hapsoles shagodlo svivo. That which we talked about in Sivkot and Chaf over here, that this Malila over here, he's talking about that the ochel is found inside the psoles, that the psoles grows around it over here. He brings down from the Egli Tal, Sha'af hamefarik ochel mi psoles hagdele besocha o betzido chay mishmefarik. He says, even if the food is not inside, he says, even if the food is on the side or on the outside, it's also mefarik according to Egle Tal. However, the Prima Gadim writes, she'isu mefarik hurak ba'ochel hamustor besocha psoles. The Prima Gadim paskins that it's only when the food is inside over here that you're over potentially this isur mefarik. And indeed, this is a machlokas, the Shvisa Shabbos says, amongst the Rishonim as well. He then brings out an interesting scenario. If you want to remove grapes from the cluster of grapes, so he says that's not an issur mefarik. Again, we're not talking about it's still on the vine. You've removed the cluster of grapes from the vine before Shabbos, and now you want to remove the individual grapes from the cluster of grapes. Uvetam hadover, why is that not a problem? So the Egle Tal writes, Lefi she'inyana shel melechas dosh hu piruk she'osim kodem havoas hadogan o hapri le'ichson olishivuk. So he says, when do you have an iser over here of dosh? That's when you're doing it for storage or to bring it to the shuk, to bring it to the marketplace. Avo piruk shel ochel mipsolis hanasa besomach lachila. But if you're removing the grapes from their attachment to their vine, to the branch over here, again, it's been detached from the vine before Shabbos, and now you're just pulling off the individual grapes from this cluster of grapes. So then you're allowed to do this as long as you're eating it right now. Ein bo bishul melechas dosh. There is no concern over here. And this is also opinion of the Shisha Shabbos and the Ketosa Shochan. As opposed to utlishas eskolo shel bananas mea ana for other, as opposed to removing bananas from the tree-like material that the bananas are attached to, this cluster of bananas, again, after it's been detached from the tree. So in that situation, the Ketosa Shulchan writes, also, she'en ba mishum mefarek, ve'afi bishudere hamochim litlosh eso eskolos mea anaf kodim mechirasim, even though they tend to do this for storage as well. V'nimso shederech ulhavi osum lebeis because they would take them in over here to the houses. But it's not a separate step, so to say. Therefore, they just do this because most people don't want so many. He permits you to do this. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv says, you're not allowed to go and pull off on Shabbos the cluster of bananas from the thicker banana tree that it comes from. Again, you've detached it before Shabbos, you just have it on this thicker part. Because he says the normal way to eat them is they're already detached from this thicker tree, and they may be attached to, you know, two or three or four of them together, but not attached to this big tree. We continue now with the Ramah. The Ramah says, even though a person separates the food over here from the shibolim, from these stalks over here, he says, since you're not doing this in the normal way, so therefore it is permissible. So this melila is allowed, the Ramah says, because it's not being done in the normal way. However, the Ramah brings down a more stringent opinion, v'yesh machmirim, this was brought down by the Mordechai and the Ran in Gemara and Beitz, and the Mishbur explains this, Hivkot and Chof Beitz, the Sfirulahu, the Mordechai and the Ran hold, the dafgul rake ha-shibolim mutter, only to soften up the shibolim is allowed, ayde shinoi, if you do it via a shinoi, a different way. But to actually go and separate the dogim from the shibolim, af ayde shinoi is also, that would even be forbidden in a shinoi dicker way. Af shadatu lech oliyalti, even though you're planning on eating it right away, you're not allowed to do this, mipnei shenira kiddosh, because it looks like you're threshing over here. However, avol kishnis barik hadogim in a shibolim erev Shabbos, but if you separated it on erev Shabbos, mutal kalful lekuliyam, then you'd be allowed to peel it on Shabbos, that's certainly allowed. Deim is the mechal mefarik klal, because this is not called mefarik at all over here. And the reasoning is, Dirshu foot number 29 says, the Bir Alocha in Simen Shin Chafalaf will tell us, Shekiluf biyad eino bechlal meleches machshevis. When you're peeling something in your hand over here, that's not considered a melacha on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Afilu likloth harbe mutter, and you can even do this for a lot of them. Kedisa b'gemara, as Gemara says over there in Beitza, v'chozeh kishadaitu lecho liyatim, as long as you're doing it for immediate consumption. And this can be seen in Simen Shin Chafalaf, Ayin Shom. And he says, ulurakech tapuach kosher, to soften up a hard apple. I'm not exactly sure what this means. Efsho demutra afilu belishuni. He brings down from the Prima Gadim that this can be done even without a shinui. That is not mefarik at all. Therefore, the Ramah concludes and he says, v'lochein, osu lefarek ho egozim luzim. You're not allowed to go and separate out over here what are called hazelnuts, egozim luzim, or o egozim gidolim, or large types of walnuts, mitoch kliposon hayiruka, from their surrounding peel that is green. And he brings this down there in Maril. And he adds, v'tov lahachmir, and it is preferable to be machmer for this, the Ramah says, because they're all edible anyway. The green part is edible, and therefore it's preferable not to separate this out. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Gimel explains, Hainu afil ayidei shinoi, that which we said over here, it's also to go and separate out these hazelnuts and large walnuts. Hainu afil ayidei shinoi, that's doing it even with a shinoi. To believe shinoi, because certainly without a shinoi, then everybody would say, Lukuliyama, it would be awesome. That would be real mefarik. Mr. Bruce of Kanuch of Dalad, it's Klipasan Hayiruka. Dized Dome Kimito Hashibolim. Because this is like you're taking it out of the Shibolim itself. This green shell over here grows outside the hard shell of the nut. And it's usually removed before somebody sells it. So this is the equivalent, as we said before, of something that is taken away before it's really brought to the market and before you really eat it. Avol kuliyama mutar l'shaber haklipa hakosher. But one would be allowed to go and break over here this klipa, and then peeling the liklov gama klipa hadaka shala egos gufa, and then you can peel off the much thinner peel that's on the egos itself. As we'll learn over there. He then adds that luzim ubatnim, these hazelnuts and peanuts, shinishtabru, that are broken, vadainhim bikliposim, but they're still inside their shell, mashma midivra prima godim, and simin zeh, shiesh lizor livroha ocha mitocha klipos, a little hefuch. You have to go and take the food out, the peanut part, let's say, out, and not just throw away the shells, pick up the shells and separate them that way. Even if you're going to eat it right away, you should take the peanut out and not the shell out. Because this is the problem of borer. However, that which you're peeling off the peel over here, there he seems to indicate that it's not a problem of brera, because it's really separating out food, and therefore it is permissible. Even the Mogen Rambam points this out. Kvar Yishbo v'Sefer El Yerabba. The El Yerabba reconciles this, and he brings down in the name of the Prima Godim, the Kivin Shaddai to Lechem Yad. Shari, if you're going to eat it right now, it's permissible. The issue foot number 31 tells us Hatam Hachiluk Shabein Haklipa Hayiroka LeKlipa Akosha. The difference over here between this green part, which we said you're not allowed to remove, and the Klipa, the hard part, which we said you could remove, the Eg Leital explains Shemaleches Dosh He Piruk Ocha Mipsoles. That's what we said before. If it's something that's being put away for storage or being put away not for immediate usage, then it's not allowed. But if you're doing something for immediate usage, immediate eating, so then ain't b'mishum meleches dosh, then the melacha of dosh doesn't apply. That's what the Eg Lital says. And therefore, haklipa kosher, the hard shell, let's say, on the peanut, shaderech leparka b'shaso achila, that you're going to break it open right before you eat it, ain't b'piruka mishum meleches dosh. That's why there's no problem of dosh over here. Aval haklipa yiroka, shaderech leparka shelo b'samach lezman achila, but the green part, which apparently was taken off well before you ate it, that's how they bring it and store it, yesh b'piruka mishum meleches dosh. That does have a problem of dosh. And this is also the opinion of the Ksos HaShulchan and Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe. Ulekalifes haklipa chitzone shel batnim, shelling peanuts. So hitir hachazonish, the chazonish said it's permissible. And the Renis and Karla Shlita explains why. Sha'afapi shirabi meha botnim ulayrubam, even though most, if not all, the majority of the peanuts, niklofim bewate charoshes, umuvon lebes, kaiserhem klup, and even though most of them are already shelled, nikomokum hol virabim kofim osom bishas achila, since many people buy peanuts and break them open and eat them right before they are planning on eating them, lo bot lo daitam. So since enough people do that, we don't say that you have to have shelled them before Shabbos. And therefore, this is called derech achila as well. And this is also the opinion of the Chelkas Yaakov, she'ain isra bekilov habotnim, that there is no isra over here in shelling peanuts. However, the Shevet Alevi Zatzal, Rav Ozner says, Osir, it's forbidden to do this. But Ma'anenu says, Rov habotnim and karm kishem klup, because most peanuts today are already shelled by the time you buy them. And therefore, ain hakilov nechshav l'derech hakilov. And therefore, breaking open the peanuts from their shell is not something that normally people do. It's done well before the eating, and therefore he holds it's not allowed. With that, we'll conclude today's shiur.